We're feeling pretty happy tonight to have both Gordon Thorne and Paul Mansich in studio together. They're going to be playing down at the Bluefin tonight.
Yes. Yeah.
And what time you guys start?
8 o'clock.
Okay. Do we have him on board?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We'll just...
Yeah.
Together again for the first time.
Yeah.
I'll turn my headphones up a little, I guess.
We went through a little warm-up last night at the Lutzen Pub. It's a nice little audience, and... We got tomorrow tonight, and then we got tomorrow night at the Muni in Silver Bay.
Oh, really?
It's a run. It's the North Shore run.
That's that's an interesting combination of places to play.
Yeah.
Well, you got that right.
Yeah.
That's very kind.
We don't have a Muni in Grand Marais anymore. It disappeared.
What happened to it?
Well, it's just they closed it down.
Yeah, probably a good thing.
Found other places to put people. So. Now, do you have something similar? I imagine you do up in Eveleth, Paul, or in the, on the range.
That, you mean like a Muni? Or
yeah, some like the, what you'll be playing in Silver Bay kind of scene?
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
A lot of fun.
Get to the range too much anymore now. Mm-hmm. Probably get as far as the cabin, and then that's about it. And then, we still go up and play once in a while up there, but you know, but not as much as I used to.
Mm-hmm.
Time more than anything is.
Now, had you two played together before?
Well, really, kind of just not really.
Oh, it just kind of just happened.
Different configurations of stuff that we were both in.
Right.
So you know, I had Bob and Gordon down to White Bear Lake a couple of times. I was doing a Tuesday night thing there.
Okay.
So I invited them down to play. So we had done that a couple of times, and then we did what was that, St. Cloud?
Yeah, St. Cloud. St. Cloud, we did a 8-night show together, and Paul came in and sat in with us, with Bob and I, on a tune.
Okay.
And we did an eight-night run of a kind of a blues review.
And like at the Pioneer Theater or something, so they had a lot of different guests. People came and played every night. It was a lot of fun. I hated to see that end. That was really
that really
fun
was
thing.
Fun.
Gordon's answer reminded me of this guy that came up to my dad one time and all excited. And he says, "I know you. We went to different high schools together."
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah, brothers from another mother.
That's right. Yeah. We're related. Your mother and my mother are both mothers.
Mothers.
This is going to be a good night, I can tell already, Bob. Right. Yeah.
You liking this, huh, Buck?
Oh, yeah. I was watching you out there, you know, jamming together before
we
came.
We were rehearsing real quick.
Well, we're just going to figure out what we were going to do.
You were both talking at the same time about music, and I don't know if either one was listening.
Generally, we're musicians. We don't listen to whatever anybody else says.
Okay.
The heads are talking and the guitars are talking.
Okay. Yeah, that's all you really need is the guitars talking, I suppose, out there.
As long as they're getting along. Yeah.
Well, you both play blues. I mean, you both play similar music, but
different styles.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting. We had a lot of fun last night. It's just fun to see where it goes, you know, because we both have, there's some common ground. We both know that. We can take part of what I do and part of what Paul does, and if we stay in a certain place, we know it'll happen.
Yeah.
But it's interesting when you go to the other places and you drag the other guy into your world.
A little deeper into
your world, you know.
Which was happening last night.
Oh, yeah.
We both agreed that the beauty of the exercise is to have both styles be what they are and stuff.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Because it's very easy to get, you know, sucked into what the other guy's doing, and it's, you know, Gordon's style is very different than mine.
Mm-hmm.
So for me to start venturing on that off ramp,
so do you play
probably not a good idea?
Same song at the same time.
Yeah. We try to.
Okay, well,
trying to.
Yeah,
we probably are playing different songs, but you know.
Yeah. Shh, don't tell anybody.
Yeah, okay. Don't. It takes so much work to do this.
You know, I think we might as well just have one. Have you guys go ahead and play one?
All right.
Do you got in mind?
Why not?
Well, I've been listening to the Mississippi Sheiks a bunch lately. They were a string band, a black string band from Mississippi. Go figure. And they do this tune called The Lazy River. And I just fell in love with it. And I've been playing it now for about a month, and I've come up with an arrangement that's pretty different from what they did, but I just love the song. It's called The Lazy River.
Okay.
Well, I'm blue all day, I'm waiting on the burying ground. Oh, I'm searching for my maker. My Lord cannot be found. He's up that lazy river. Well, I'm lonesome here. Cause somewhere between heaven and earth, that's where I long to be. When I'm by that river, oh, that lazy, lazy river, then I'll finally find it, my peace. I searched this whole world over, yeah, I've looked beneath the clover, then I'll finally find it, my peace. I looked beneath the clover, I looked up in the moon. I'm hoping that a rainbow will bring him round here soon. When I'm by that river, oh, the lazy, lazy river, then I'll finally find it, my peace. I searched beneath the daisy, I looked up at the moon. I'm hoping for a little rainbow, bring him round here soon. When I'm by that river, that lazy, lazy river, then I'm coming home to you. Yeah, then I'm coming home to you.
Thank you. And you said that was the Mississippi John Hurt?
Mississippi Sheiks.
Sheiks.
Mississippi Sheiks.
Yeah. Okay. You know what I love is that I always hear brand new music when, to me, when you're here, even though
brand new
it's old music.
Stuff.
Yeah.
And pardon my voice. I'm getting over a cold and it is just about gone.
Mm-hmm. So, kind of on the edge.
Oh, it's going to be.
I thought that was your raspy Mississippi blues.
No, it's
Delta
like
blues.
I'm trying to force air out of there somehow.
Yeah.
Be a lot of instrumentals tonight.
Yeah, a lot of instrumentals.
Tomorrow night really is going to be tough.
Well, it's I guess it's that time of year you get colds. Things happen.
That's what happens.
It's the way it is. Yeah. Now, did you know what that song was, Paul?
No.
Okay.
No.
Yeah, well,
there was one that we went over out there. I thought we were going to do that one, and now Bob just threw me a curve there.
Yeah, it changed.
We're going to do this one instead. So. It all works for me.
Yeah.
I'm just happy to be playing.
You just hop in and play what you pick up.
Well, part of it is staying out of the way.
Until, okay.
You know. Anticipation sometimes isn't the right thing to do.
Yeah.
I think he's going here. No, he's not. So it's easier to be led. You know, let the song take shape, and then you can kind of find your holes in it.
What is it Michael Johnson says when he's on? You know, I think now we'll play one that we know.
Why do that? What's the fun in that?
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah, sometimes, you know.
Anybody can do that.
Beautiful things happen with, you know, when you're not sure.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
You kind of start to pay a little bit more attention than you used to.
Now, he's got one of those apparatuses, Bob, that we like, except it's a little different.
No, I don't think that is.
Is it automatic tuner?
Oh, that's an automatic tuner?
It's not automatic, but it's semi-automatic. You're not, okay. Automatics are illegal.
Oh, really?
You have a special license for an automatic. Semi-automatic, you know, you can conceal and carry the semi-automatic tuner, but the fully automatic ones
fully
are
automatic
dangerous.
Tuners are outlawed.
And they require a special license, a special permit.
Tell us what's
Do
going on there.
Do not try this at home.
Gordon.
This is just, it must sense the vibration of the guitar, and it's a tuner. It just tells you, It tells us guys with tin ears that we're getting close.
Okay.
More riveting live radio.
Well, yeah, that's it. Yeah. Well, you can kind of envision that.
Yeah, let's listen to Gordon tune his guitar now.
Well, I kind of think it's Paul's turn.
Yeah.
I'm not sure how this works, but...
Yeah.
I think... I don't know if I did this one here before. I usually don't do it solo much, but... Tuna wrote a while ago. It's called Vidalia, Georgia. So we'll give this one a run.
I remember this song. It's very good.
Yeah. I messed with Gordy on this one last night, too. When I did it, when I recorded it, it was capoed, and Gordy had listened to it and had worked stuff out, and then I didn't use the capo last night. And he's like, you know, the least you could do is kind of try to do this the way I learned it. But that wouldn't be any fun now, would it?
No, no, that's like...
I thought you said you were going to play that one song. No, not that one. The other one.
The one I know.
The one you don't know. She left Vidalia, Georgia, and headed out west. Mama said there ain't no one waiting for you. Anywhere is better, I guess. Rain in Mobile, fog rolling over the Poncha train. A full tank of gas in Dallas. Little girl is waiting on a change. He never told her that he loved her. Never seemed to hold her right. Now she's leaving Vidalia, Georgia, under cover of southern moonlight. Under cover of southern moonlight. Under cover of southern moonlight.
Oh, that's great. That's a great song.
That is a nice song.
I love that song.
Yeah, you guys, that was really good. Really good.
Now, you play quite often with a regular trio, don't you, Paul?
Yeah, it's a trio, and then sometimes we have a couple of guys come and play some horns, you know, like just a trumpet and saxophone. So more like an older kind of Stax sound like that. I noticed so many bands when they have horn bands, they have to have 20 guys in it. and I don't understand that. I don't. So, you know, if you look at the Memphis horns, people thought that was, you know, like some big horn section. It wasn't. It was
two guys.
Right. That's all it was. And they made some of the greatest music ever. So I'd come home late one night after a show, and there was a black and white documentary on Otis Redding and Sam and Dave and Booker T and the MGs and Steve Cropper and, you know, the Memphis horns playing in Europe. And I watched this thing and I thought, that's the kind of thing I want to do. You know, it's small, economical, but it's got a really big sound. It's you know, it sounds like a lot of people playing, but it's not.
So you're taking your trio and you're just adding to it?
So we take the trio and we add a couple of horns to it.
Uh-huh.
You know, so it's easy enough to do, and, you know, you're not hauling a lot of stuff around with you or anything like that. It still stays small, you know. Mm-hmm. So that part of it I like, you know. It's different. So, you know, sometimes it's an acoustic thing, or it's electric, or it's with horns, or it's doing stuff like this with Gordy, or, you know, some other people too. I don't have a very long attention span. And I bore quickly.
You're in the right place here.
Very, very quickly. Yeah. So, you know.
Fitting right in here, aren't
you?
Yeah.
Is it kind of a matter of economics as far as, you know, when you have the big band and when you just show up and play like Up the Shore here or something?
Yeah, I think more now than ever, I think it's a lot about economics. I mean, some you know, some play music for a living, some do it for this or that or for whatever. But if you're going to choose to make this what you do, it's
got to be flexible.
Like any other business, yeah. Sure. It's all about,
got to pay attention,
you know,
to the
making
bottom line.
Things work, and, you know, making sure that you're, you know, bringing something home when you're done, you know.
Yeah.
Or the toe tapping gets louder, you know, when you come through the door. Yeah. Honey, are you bringing anything home this time, or did you just have a good time with your friends? Which is, you know, sometimes both. It's a good job.
Was that last song that we heard on it? You played it for us before. It's really a nice tune. Is that a newer tune?
No, it was. I think I put it on it was a song that had been laying around for a while. It's kind of how I write stuff. I'm not real quick that way. I think we talked about this one
we
time.
Did,
I get like four or maybe five songs done a year, you know, and which is not so good, because if, you know, a couple of them aren't so good, you don't have a lot to choose from there. So once two or three of them go out the window, it's like, well, that's a year gone by. But no, usually if I can't finish it, I'll leave the piece of paper out on a table or something. And
hope somebody else comes by.
Look at it every day and go, well, I'll get to you.
Maybe somebody else will come by and finish it up for you.
But we're working, the trio's working on a new CD, so we've been writing and getting some new stuff done. And should be out, hopefully, by the end of February.
Oh, soon.
I think we're getting close here.
Yeah.
So
where do you go now when you're going to...
Well,
do
it's
like
modern technology, pretty much wherever you want to go.
Somebody's basement.
As long as the room sounds good, you know. There's enough now with whatever, you know, recording things they have with computers now, Pro Tools or all these. I'm sure that's obsolete now, because I'm not up on all that.
Yeah.
I play music. I don't run a
You make the music,
board,
they
so.
Do the rest.
But yeah, we're... you know, pretty much going to do it at the bass player's house. And he's got good hardwood floors, and the rooms have good ambient quality. And get some good microphones and move them around until you get something that sounds good, and go ahead and do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they've made it easy to do now, you know.
They have, that's for sure.
Well, Gordon, you've kind of got a never-ending library of music, because you delve back quite a ways in what you play.
Yeah, I go backwards. I don't write too much stuff, but once in a while I come up with a little something, you know.
Uh-huh.
But I have a tough time forcing them out for some reason. I've got lyrics written around the house all over the place, too, and that just have never turned into songs.
They get thrown out when the house gets cleaned?
Yeah. Or? They're on slips of paper and napkins. Yeah. I mean, you know, all kinds of stuff. But I've never been one for the songwriting.
Have you got something that you can come up with for us?
A song that I wrote, you mean?
Well, it could be, or it could be anything you'd like
to play.
Just
write it right now. I mean, yeah. Just write something right now.
You made one up last time you were on, so.
Let's see. Let's do Rising River Blues. Let's do that. Yeah, we'll do Rising River. This one I didn't write. This one's called the Rising River Blues. The Rising River Blues, oh, they run right by my door. I got the Rising River Blues, oh, they run right by my door. Oh, they're rising like they ain't never rise before. Come on, baby, sit down on my knee. Come on, baby, sit down on my knee. Oh, these Rising River Blues sure worrying me. I gotta sleep out in the alley. Won't allow me on the street. They got me sleeping in the alley. Won't allow me on the street. Oh, these Rising River Blues, well, they got me beat. Speak my mind. Come on, baby, let me speak my mind. Oh, to whip these blues gonna take a long old time. Them old Rising River Blues, oh, they run right by my door. I got them Rising River Blues. They run right by my door. Yeah, they're running like they never run before. Oh, they're running like they never run before.
Very nice. Yeah. Thank you. Very nice.
You know, I could listen to that a long time. It's sort of like, it relaxes you, sort of like yoga or something.
Yeah, it is. It's got this kind of meditative.
Like, what did you say?
Yeah, anything. Yeah. Yoga, whatever. Yeah, it makes yogurt. You relax.
That's what I thought he said yogurt.
Oh, okay. Well, yogurt might
yogurt,
do it, too.
I relax with yogurt, too, yeah.
Some of the ads I've seen, yogurt does a lot of stuff for you, too.
That's right.
Flowers start falling down. There's a tub yeah. running. Yeah.
I think I'll stick yogurt to yoga, though. Yeah, before I forget, I really want to thank both of you for coming, driving up here to come on the
pleasure.
Show tonight.
This is out of your way tonight.
A long ways out of your way.
But, you know, it's worth it for you guys.
Well,
thank you.
Yeah,
you guys are good to us. The station's been very good to me and for all the musicians to come up here to the station.
Be very, very good to me.
Very, very good to us, yes. So,
what time do you start down there?
8 o'clock.
Oh, 8 o'clock, okay.
8 o'clock tonight.
Yeah.
8 o'clock tonight. 8:30 tomorrow night.
Mm-hmm.
At the Muni.
Muni and Silver Bay.
Oh.
We don't want to forget the
that's
Muni
right.
and Silver Bay tomorrow night.
Now that's
night.
Tomorrow night. So one night only at Bluefin.
One night only.
Weren't you saying last night there's a hockey game or something? There's Silver Bay playing Two Harbors?
Yeah, Two Harbors and Silver Bay are playing hockey tomorrow night in Two Harbors. Yeah. So the place should fill up right around 9:30.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Back
yeah.
in town.
Yeah.
They're either going to need a drink because they won.
Or they're going to need a drink because they lost.
Either way, you're winning.
Either way, we're going to win.
It's a win-win.
Have you played there before?
Oh, yeah.
Gordon?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Not too often. I play there about once a year, sometimes twice. Yeah. This year I played twice.
Okay, including tomorrow night.
Yep, that's the number two, the second time.
Main headliner at the Muni and Silver Bay.
Silver Bay. Mm-hmm. No, it should be a good crowd, and they're going to have a lot of fun with you guys there.
Oh,
there's
yeah.
no question about it. So.
Yeah, this has been fun. I'm glad Gordy called me to come up and do it. So.
That's good. We have time for another tune.
All right.
Have you guys got one?
Pick one out.
You
can.
Right. If you do.
It's in the key E, I would imagine, right?
Yeah, E it is for this. What was that one we did last night? That went like that?
Oh, yeah, that one. Okay. Uh-huh.
Remember that one?
I got a recall.
You know, it's like the lady that came up and said...
That's all I know. I don't care what song I'm going to play this.
We started out with a couple of instrumentals one night, and a lady comes up and goes, play something with words so I can dance to it. Or play Bloody Mary. No, it's Proud Mary, ma'am. I'm sorry. But it's not Bloody Mary. There's no song. I know what you're talking about, but that's not it. Okay. So jealous Mackin' mama, she don't love me no more. Jealous Mac and Mama, she don't love me no more. Got a new way of living, squibbing donuts up off of my floor. Used to be my baby, but now she got a baby too. She used to be my baby, and now she got a baby too. Tell me, are you people on what's a poor man to do? Come here last night about 9:45. Hit me on the head with a rolling pin. She's a jelly smacking mama. A jelly smacking mama. Jelly smacking mama. She don't love me no more. It's too bad, Gordy. Play me some blues.
making jelly in your room. Make sure she making jelly for you. She's a jelly smacking mama, eh? A jelly smacking mama. A jelly smacking mama. I guess she don't love me no more.
Gordon Thorne and Paul Mansuch, and boy, it's like I said, it's really nice you guys to come down and drive 30 miles one way.
Why don't you guys just stick around for the rest of the show and then come on over to my house?
Well, there you go. What's for dinner? We'll drive down to the Muni later.
What are you having?
What do you want?
I was just thinking of that. I saw an old hee-haw the other day. And, you know, they said, hey,
this is like
hey, Grant, well, you know, when I practice, I kind of just have the TV on while I'm doing it because it kind of numbs me into concentration.
I see.
You know, remember, hey, Grandpa, what's for supper? You know, puts his hand through the window. Some of the greatest humor in the world on that show.
Yeah.
And one of the few shows where they really played on there, too. Roy Clark and everybody. Yeah. Those guys really played on there.
They were lip syncing on there.
They weren't lip syncing on there.
That's the first time anybody's compared our show to Hee Haw.
Well, I could be Junior the car salesman.
That's
BR.
I get that one.
BR549.
BR549.
Yeah.
That's right. Or KORN. Wasn't that the news guy? Like that's all. WKORN.
That's right. Cincinnati or wherever it was. Well, we want to thank you again. Thanks for coming in.
And I
want to remind you, everybody in the audience out there, you can see them, you can hear them by driving down to Tofty tonight, Bluefin Bay. Going to be starting
down.
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
And tomorrow night, drive down to Silver Bay. You folks listening down there, just head for the Muni.
Head for the Muni. Just follow your regular routine.
I see.
And you might find us.
Do what you do every day, and you'll run into us somewhere.
Yeah, it's like 9 o'clock or so, right?
Yeah, that sounds good.
You're going to be playing down there. So thanks again for coming.
Thanks for having us.
I hope you'll come back soon.
Oh, we will.